Edwards Montez, Montez, Edward, Ewart, Edwards. She was born 6'3". He was born 6'3", 57. Today's 5'27". Chief complaint: headache, body ache, leg pain, nausea, abdominal pain, fever, chills. My heart's beating fast, palpitations, not feeling well. My wife had COVID last week. I have been vaccinated. Next number against COVID. Next number, I have swelling in my neck that hurts. Our patient is a 64-year-old gentleman, truck driver, who hasn't worked for a year because of knee issues. Comes in today with history of diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, BPH, ED, and hypogonadism, period. The paragraph patient is on testosterone replacement at this time. He states that at one time he was checked for sleep apnea. He did not have sleep apnea. He has a high risk for sleep apnea with advanced age, with increased weight, a very thick neck, symptoms of tiredness throughout the day, and RVH. Nevertheless, he states that that has been checked in the past. Maintenance exam, he tells me he's had endoscopy, EGD, and colonoscopy in the past because of family history of stomach cancer. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He's a truck driver, but as I said, he hasn't been driving for a year. He has no allergies. Medication includes atorvastatin, levothyroxine, Trulicity, and Dostinex. Social, also put down no smoking, no drinking, married 10 years, has kids from previous marriage, surgery, only left knee and some kind of head tumor, sounds like a pituitary adenoma, non-cancerous, which he takes Dostinex, D-O-S-T-I-N-E-X for at this time. Medical problems, hypothyroidism, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, as I said, hypogonadism. Immunization, COVID immunization is up to date. Family history, mom died of stomach cancer, dad died of pneumonia. They both have had history of coronary artery disease, diabetes, hypertension, and strokes in the past. He weighs 225 pounds today. He's very weak. He's lost about 3 pounds. His oxygen saturation is 95%, 98.5 temp, 16 pulse, 16 respiration, 81 pulse, 130 over 79. Heart pulses, one pulse versus two, tachycardic at times. Lungs, ronchi, shallow breath sounds, few wheezes. Abdomen, soft, but doughy and bloated. Neck shows anterior and posterior chain lymphadenopathy. Neurological, non-focal lower extremity. Trace edema. Patient has pan-mucositis about the TMs and the posterior pharynx area. No sign of DVT noted in the lower extremity with no cords or swelling. Assessment, positive COVID-19. Number two, chest x-ray, possible early interstitial pneumonia. Number three, O2 sats around 95%. Number three, we'll treat with Rocephin, 1 gram now, Decadron, 10 milligram now. Next number, we'll start him on Paxlovid, as long as Trulicity is not a contraindication. Next number, while on Paxlovid, he will stop his atorvastatin. Next number, expect blood sugars to go up in place of Decadron, as well as Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack, Z-Pak. Next number, did not receive Medrol dose pack today. Next number is Bromfit DM for cough. Next number, he's to come back on Monday for follow-up. Next number, he'll call us on Saturday or return if you develop shortness of breath, chest pain, leg pain. Next number, add vitamin D because of COVID-19 recovery time. Next number is add baby aspirin, 81 milligram. Next number, he does have a history of BPH. His prostate was enlarged back in 2020. We rechecked that today. The enlargement appears to be slightly worse. Next number is because of his tachycardia, his RVH in the past. We looked at his heart. Nothing has really significantly changed. He still had adequate ejection fraction. He states again that he's been checked for sleep apnea, and that was negative. Next number, because of his lymphadenopathy, we looked at his neck and history of vertigo, which is most likely multifactorial. No sign of carotid stenosis noted or worsening carotid stenosis noted. Because of his bloating and his nausea, we looked at his abdomen. His gallbladder is contracted. He has a fatty liver, very gassy abdomen, and an enlarged prostate, but no other abnormality noted, especially compared to previous studies. Next number, no sign of DVT or PVD noted in the lower upper extremity. Next number, positive anterior chain lymphadenopathy as expected. Next number, plan as above. Next number, go back on top and put review of systems, see above. Okay, thank you.